elected during your continuance in said office or until your successor is chosen and qualified.
I do. I will.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, this is the Marysville Board of Education organizational meeting of January 9th, 2012. May I please have a roll call?
Mr. Mady.
Here.
Mrs. Greer.
Here.
Mrs. Devine.
Here.
Mr. Lassiter.
Here.
Mrs. Powers.
Here.
Okay, we are all here. That's just take a little getting used to. Can we please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Next up is the election of the board president. Board policy calls for a member of the board to be elected annually at our organizational meeting to serve as president of the board. Said election shall be by roll call vote. A majority of the board is necessary to elect president. Upon election, the president will take over the chair. Nominations are hereby open for the seat of president. You do not have to second nominations. The only right. thing you don't have to second, you can if you want, but so nominations are open.
I'd like to nominate Tracy Greer.
All right. Tracy Greer is nominated.
I'd like to nominate Jeff Mabey.
All right. Jeff Mabey is nominated.
I would like to nominate Jeff Mabey also, or do I second that?
You can second, or you don't have to. Either way. You can second if you'd like. Are there any other nominations? If not, then...
I'd like to make a comment. Just
all right.
Behind it.
Sure.
My thinking is, Jeff, you have obviously done an outstanding job as board president, and I think Tracy, being as you two working together, I think is... With all the things we got coming up in the next couple of years, I think it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you be president or she be is president, I think the board will be well served by that. My only thinking on having her as president is that a year from now, it'd be nice for our board to have two experienced board presidents. I think she's qualified, but it would be nice for her to get that experience.
Mm-hmm.
excuse me. That was my reason.
Okay, if there are no other nominations and or comments, I'm going to move that we close nominations. I do need a second for that.
Second.
All right, moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mady.
Yes.
Mrs. Powers.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mrs. Devine.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. All right, now by roll call vote, we can just do it by yays or nays instead of going around. All those in favor of... Tracy Greer for the seat of president. Just raise your hand. I have one vote, Mr. Lasker. All those in favor of Mr. Mabey for board president, please raise your hand. I have four votes. By majority rule, Mr. Mabey is the board president for the coming 2012 school year. So I will take over the chair. Okay. Second up is now the nominations are now open for the seat for vice president. I will open those nominations by nominating Tracy Greer for the seat of vice president. Tracy Greer is now nominated. Are there any other nominations for the seat of vice president?
Second that.
Okay, we can second that. Okay, then I move that we close nominations for the seat of vice president. Anybody can second that?
Second.
All right. Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabey.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mrs. Devine.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Powers.
Yes.
Okay, all in favor, raise your hand. Okay, is Mrs. Greer, by a vote of 5-0, is the sitting vice president. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, hold on one second. All right, moving on. We have the obviously the adoption of the agenda now that we have all of our people in place for the year. If there's no questions, additions, comments, or otherwise for the agenda, I need were there? If not, I need a motion to approve that.
So moved. A second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mrs. Devine.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Bowers?
Yes.
And Mr. Mabee?
Yes. Okay, motion carries. Oops, just did that on the wrong one. Next up, public participation. If there's anybody at this point that would like to address the board, anybody out in this huge gallery?
Okay.
All right. All right, so moving on then. I know all of you, of course, read the minutes from our December 19th meeting. If there are no changes.
Actually, there was one change.
I don't have them in front of me.
It listed the all boards banquet as today, and it's actually on the 11th.
It's the 11th, yeah, okay. All right, we'll make.
And I may misspoke. It was right in my notes.
No, in fact, I think Tracy asked me about it, and I think it was the 11th. It's at 6 o'clock, correct?
It's at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does anybody know? Well, we can talk about that later. Does anybody know if they're going?
I have to work, Zach. I can't go.
I would like to go.
All right, so then I move that we accept the minutes from the December 19th meeting.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Powers?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Mrs. Devine?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Next up. Establish meeting dates and times. As we made changes, sorry, I'm trying to pull out my calendar here. We made changes last year to move it to the fourth Thursday of the month instead of Mondays, with the exception of, and I had it noted here on the for November, it would be on the 15th, and December would be on the 20th. That's just how those holidays fall. The fact of November, I suppose, if you really wanted to, we could do it after Thanksgiving, but I'm not really sure that's... Anyways, that's what's on there. If there's any changes to that, any...
I would like to talk about perhaps moving it up to the third week, just because of some of the months with the statutory regulations of having to have things done by the end of the month and it running us right up against the end of the month for March, April, and then fiscal year end in June.
And October for the...
The later in June that fiscal year end could be, the better off I am.
But, you know, well, and then yeah, there's the other things with the salary, those kind of things, what they fall at the end of June also. And so it has, when there have been questions or people would have wanted more time when we got our information right at around the meeting time. It would just be proactive in trying to avoid any complications or problems. It would give us a little more time to work if it was needed.
I do have a conflict. We have quarterly board meetings at the foundation on the third Thursday of February, May, July, and although I noticed in May that they've moved theirs to the fourth Thursday because of the high school awards banquet, which is on the third Thursday of May.
So that would be
so
problem.
So some months are, you know, I mean, right now May's already conflict for me, which I'm just going to have to work through, but
right,
it would be
on
several, you know, three times it would be challenging possibly.
I prefer to keep on Thursday if that means we have to do later in the month and keep it where it's at. That's right.
I like Thursdays. No, Thursdays are good
for
me.
Thursdays are fine.
Well, I'm just saying that to move it up, I think, what were you thinking? How far up were you?
A week.
Just a week.
Yeah,
which
just
would conflict with
the shoes.
Right.
In February, it would. May it already is, but I have to work that one out.
Probably late. How often is it?
Quarterly.
Yeah. You said that.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
I mean, I understand that a couple times, I think, I don't know if it was over last year or last couple of years, we've postponed a vote, and the one time I think we met at 8 o'clock in the morning on a Friday, and the other time we actually ended up creating a lot of upset because it crossed over the end of the month.
Right. I mean, I was okay with moving that back a week. I'm not sure if moving it back 2 weeks makes sense.
Yeah.
Because you're almost in the,
two weeks
back, which almost in the previous month.
On any month other than February and July and November, which November we're going to, November,
right.
I think we'll probably be okay in November because we'll probably move ours back, I'm guessing.
But
our meetings are 6:30 until about 8:30.
So you would definitely miss our meeting.
Right. Well, but if you wanted to do all of them, the fourth one other than February and...
Or do all the third one other than February and July?
Yeah, February and July.
Okay.
Because
we've already got these two moved to
the third
one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure.
A true of this month also?
I just thought bring that up.
Yeah, that's
true. This month you have it on the 20th.
Well, but you're have there's an administrator dinner on the third Thursday of this month, so that, that this one won't be possible. So we'll have to do.
Can we just?
Could go to that administrator.
Yeah. Go through each month.
Me too.
You would. That's all I'm saying. You would, and here we would have nobody.
Can we just put the dates in?
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Can you throw?
Yes. So let's go. January 26th. You want the third. Or the fourth Thursday in February, which would be the 23rd. The third Thursday of March is the 15th. The third Thursday of April would be the 19th. The third Thursday of May.
We can't do that.
Which one?
The 17th is the high school
awards
banquet.
So we want to go to the 24th to make it the.
Yeah, and that's the one that I'll.
May the 24th.
I'll make an adjustment.
The third Thursday of June is the 21st. Can we make that the fourth Thursday on the 28th?
Hold on. Can you go back? Go back to March. When's our meet? When did we decide for March?
15.
Yeah, okay. We'll have to have a special meeting that month for superintendent selection because we'll still be doing stuff that week of the 15th. But that's okay. We can, which is special meeting is probably not a bad thing. So.
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What month are we in?
June. Can we go to the 28th? Because I've got payroll due on the 29th. There's no way we'd have any information. I'd be able to get you the information for the end of the fiscal year. So, 28th would be
is that one of the months that we have something we're always bumping up against?
June
30th. June
30th.
But is that anything that's.
That's just for June. You don't have any. That's for my stuff.
Right.
I would have. Well, I mean, we bumped against it last year because of contract.
Yeah.
Because
the
salaries rolling over.
Had to be set.
Well, that, we were already doing that. It was because of the MEA agreement. That's why. So it's 28th on June, and then we're going to do the 26th of July for the fourth Thursday.
That's yours, right? That's where your conflict is.
Don't worry about it, because I think I can't remember. Sometimes we make adjustments anyway, so this is far enough in advance. So,
okay,
so we can
do the
19th
in
so
July.
Okay,
you
want to do the 19th?
That's the third.
Okay,
that's
the
third Thursday.
Yeah. Okay.
Third Thursday of August is the 16th.
There's five of those that month, isn't
there? September it would be the 20th. For the third.
Yep, that's a good one.
October would be the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
November would be the
15th. Yep. Well, yeah, November we've already got set. It's
set
the 15th and the 20th.
20th for December, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
What were February and March?
February 23rd and March
15th.
Okay,
hold on. So I'll just go through it again. January 26th.
Hold on. Okay. Now back. I had to scroll back down. Sorry.
Okay. January 26th.
Yeah.
February 23rd. March 15th. April 19th. May 24th. June 28th. July 19th. August 16th. September 20th. October the 18th. November 15th. And December 20th.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good to me, too.
Yep. All right, that works. All right, then I move we accept the meeting dates as stated.
Second.
Moving second. Roll call,
please. Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mrs. Devine.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Powers.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Next up, establish compensation for board members. It's recommended we approve that. 125 per meeting for a maximum of 12 meetings per year. I think this has been set at this since 2003. All right. No questions. I need a motion to accept that then, please.
Moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mrs. Devine.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Next up is the Board Service Fund. This requires, you know, Board Policy BCA requires that the Board establish a fund for expenses in performing their duties as representatives of the school district. The amount will be $7,500. Again, if we don't use it, it rolls right back into the general fund and it doesn't compound itself. So, so I move that we accept the Board Service Fund.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mrs. Devine.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Powers.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Designate newspaper for meeting notification. Designate a newspaper published in the district as the official newspaper for notification of our board meetings. Previously, we've designated the Marysville JT as this newspaper. It is recommended that we again designate the Marysville JT as the official district newspaper for notification of board meetings.
So moved. I'll second.
Moving second. Roll call.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mrs. Devine.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Mabee.
Yeah. Motion carries.
I like it out of order.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. Hold on, man. I know I sent all of you a list of, that's my phone, a list of board committees. I know I have mine around here somewhere. See it anywhere? Oh, yeah, right there. Right where I left it, under that pile of papers. Okay, so we have our, I'm not going to read all through all of them. I asked you all to give me feedback. I got nothing but yays. So if there's any discussion on those before we go to vote, now is your time. I'm sorry.
I do have some discussion.
Yes, ma'am.
We took the training over the weekend at
yes.
the OSBA.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the big topics was in negotiations, I guess she was part of the legal team, said that we as a board should not be part of that. So my question was, why? Can you know, you go into some detail. And they said that that should be left up to the treasurer, the superintendent, and the administrators.
Mm-hmm.
That if we get into that, then we are micromanaging, and that is not our job.
I got to tell you, we've had, I mean, I don't know how long, we've had someone from the board on negotiations for...
Well...
I mean, we certainly had it as long as I've been here. Maybe that's indicative of something
yeah,
else. I don't know.
I'm just saying what they told us.
There was a period where we did not.
Right.
There's been mixed. I mean, because I've been to a couple different OSBA mm-hmm. things, and there's been mixed.
Sometimes you get a room full of everyone that does it and a room yeah. full of everyone that doesn't do it. It's really kind of the...
The key is you don't want three there.
Right.
Right, yeah you can't.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, the only other issue was you want to make sure that the negotiations are done in a manner with people where you're starting out with trust and a good relationship. And I know that there have been some comments that, you know, and I'm, you know, we've talked about that
mm-hmm.
a little bit.
Sure.
And so there's that concern there that you want to have representation on there where people feel comfortable starting out. They feel like everybody's willing to work together,
right?
And so there's a little concern there.
My big thing last year was I'd like to have two on there. So if somebody else wants to be on there instead of me, if your concern
right.
is me, then
right.
I'm more than willing to let you be on it. I have concerns.
Right, I can't
yeah,
be on it.
Yeah.
I can't be on it because I have two
right.
in the district, so I can't
right.
I can't go there.
Right.
So if you'd like to be on it,
and why do you think it's important to have two on there?
Well, I just think in the past, when they talked about how negotiations went,
mm-hmm.
The board really wasn't as involved in that process and
right.
as I thought they should be. So I thought it was important to have two
right.
on it.
I mean, I don't mind being on it, and I don't, you know,
right.
no.
I mean, I don't mind being on it either, but you
right.
seem to have concerns with that. So,
are you raising your hand to be on it?
I mean, if
we're not going to go into negotiations this year. As far as I mean, I don't foresee that. I'm not saying we positively, absolutely won't,
right.
but.
Okay, well.
But if you'd like to, I mean, I'm
no,
just
I
trying
mean,
to.
Yeah, no, no, I mean,
I'm just trying to get to the bottom of it.
Negotiations, then you know.
Either way, I mean, it's. You have a concern. I mean, I get it.
Right.
So.
Okay. Yes.
You'd like to?
Hand.
Okay.
Sure.
I mean, I'm just.
Okay.
I just want to make sure we
sure.
get. I mean, I don't want to stare at each other for a while.
Okay.
So I'm going to move you to negotiations.
Okay.
Okay.
Did we have a list of when all of those are?
Yes. No, I left mine at home.
Yeah, I emailed that to
everyone. Folder. I know you did. And I knew.
Oh, a long while ago. Okay.
Yeah, so I was trying to get ahead of the curve.
I thought there was something new.
No,
sorry.
No, it's the same one.
And the one that wasn't filled in, you had like question marks after.
Under the policy one, I wasn't, because we had talked maybe one or two people, and
yeah.
I just left it up and said, look, if that's something that you'd like to do.
Well, now that I have a free spot, I'd like to be part of that.
Okay, so you want to be on the.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone with a burning desire.
Wow, I hope so.
So will that be both?
I don't even drink caffeine anymore.
Yeah.
Both Doug and me on the policy.
Correct.
Okay.
You get that one right now?
Got it.
Oh, I guess Cindy needs this. While you're giving this to Cindy, I'll just write it down. Sorry.
Okay, you have. All right. Okay. You want that?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. All right. Are there any more modifications or discussion about it? Okay. If not, then I move that we accept the board member committee list as shown.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mavis.
Yes.
Mrs. Powers.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mrs. Devine.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Okay. The motion carries. Next up is our standing resolutions. I'm not going to read through all these because I assume that you folks read through all of them already. Were there any questions on any of these? I'll let you briefly browse through those. Just in case a question might hit you. Be okay with those standing resolutions? Any questions?
No.
Doug?
I'm good.
Okay. Sue?
Nope.
Okay. Then I move that we accept our annual standing resolutions.
Second.
Moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee?
Yes.
Mrs. Greer?
Yes.
Mrs. Devine?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Mrs. Powers?
Yes.
Okay. Motion carries.
On the legal team there. The reason why there are two, there used to be one firm.
Oh.
Years ago, they broke off. We use one primarily for buildings, and grounds, and legal works around contracts. Those, you know, the contracts, we don't have to do with negotiations, those kinds of things. So one firm, you know, the other firm typically does our special ed and personnel. Mm-hmm. So you kind of, that's kind of the difference there,
okay.
Those two. They both have our history. They both know us, unfortunately, well.
Okay, next up is the date for our next organizational meeting, a year from now. We're planning ahead. It would be that's the second Monday of January, January 7th.
That's the first Monday.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unless January starts on a zero.
Depends on where you're at. Okay, so January 7th at 5:30 in this location. Everybody okay with that?
Yeah,
fine. All right. Then I move that we have we accept that as the date for our 2013 organizational meeting.
Second.
Moving second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mabee.
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Powers.
Yes.
Mrs. Greer.
Yes.
Mrs. Devine.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Really, any other? I have one quick thing I want to cover for me, but I'll open it up to the rest of the board before I get to that. Unless you're eagerly waiting for that. Any comments or suggestions from the board? And I'll open it up to the peanut gallery as well, if anybody has anything.
This is just in relation to how.
Just for whatever. Yeah, let's chat.
I guess I had a few.
Sure.
One I thought of is we talked about it briefly, is Robert's Rules, and just kind of following those more along the lines of
Yeah, I've committed this year to actually, you know, squaring those out. But I want to make sure I get, because I know we do it backwards.
Right.
We've done it that way. So through the year, sometime during the year, I'll square those out.
Okay.
I just want to make sure I get a handle on those.
Sure.
Before I change it over.
Right.
So.
Bring the FFA guys.
That was my absolutely exactly what I said.
I have some training.
Yes, they would be excellent.
I'm pretty serious about that stuff.
They are. Yes, they own that knowledge.
You bring the kids in.
That's what I see.
That's
we're there.
Maybe so. We may just have to do that.
Yep.
I know. Oh, I know.
So you want to go that?
I know.
Adopt at the beginning of the year the organizational meeting that would. Maybe I'm thinking of High Point where you'd say we agree
right.
To
use the
Robert's rules.
Yeah.
Oh.
I used to think was never on our organizational. Must be
not that I've ever seen.
We did. They had a nice booklet when we went to training that had. I mean, it just seemed like it was real easy to
right,
use, and now we can get it for 10% off. I think through the end of March.
Today only.
No,
buy now.
We've got about 6 weeks.
With that, you get your free Robert's Rule calendar.
I want the mitts.
Yeah, I'm not sure you get. You know, the boards over the years have strayed too far away from what you need to do. I think your discussions sometimes are out of sync from where you need to go. But
yeah.
That's it. I'm just where we open discussion first before
correct.
We vote. We
right.
just probably if we just
right.
switch
right.
that around.
That's the big part.
I think from
right.
a technical standpoint, though, you're fine. I mean, wanted to split
a motion
hairs.
In a second
yeah,
before
you have discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Correct.
And I think that only causes issues when we want to do like a secondary motion.
That's correct.
That's really
that's
I just want to make
correct.
Sure that we're
and when you want to revise something
yeah.
and you haven't gotten there yet and it's
right.
in your
mm-hmm.
discussion.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
So
okay.
well,
and, go ahead.
I'll make a commitment to do that here early this year.
It's hard to do.
Be part of our book.
I will tell you, you guys
right.
aren't the only ones that have ever
done it. I got my book.
I'm still going with Larry's suggestion with the FFA. I think that's
I may go visit him.
Oh no,
well,
they may be coming
yeah.
to the board.
So
okay.
Yeah,
I'm not really sure that sets a great precedent.
No, they're good.
They're good.
You can teach an old dog.
I hope so. Yes, sir.
I mean, if nobody else has anything else. I have.
Go ahead. No, absolutely.
I was thinking, and this might be a little bit out of what you're looking for, but
yeah.
we talked about trying to. Actively to get more community input.
Yes.
I was thinking, I've heard a couple times people talk about having town halls on a more regular basis and maybe just getting scheduled town halls, maybe quarterly or whatever, just
sure.
something for us to consider, just an opportunity for the community to come and just talk.
That's a great idea.
The other one is, you know, at High Point, I hear a lot of the board members there, they'll refer to certain discussions at their board table and they'll talk about how well he always looks to his you know his committee member for this information and that, and it seems like their committees are more active or their board members are a little more plugged into the committees than we tend to be here. I mean, we have several in like I'm the technology committee, we have never met we haven't even have a committee, you know, but there's technology things going on where it would be nice that if nothing else the board member would be plugged into those on a like at High Point, we do it once a year. We plug in just so that the board member at least knows what's going on and if they need to get more engaged. And maybe that's something that'll come out of our board training stuff. But
I think the issue is that really these are your committees,
mm-hmm.
the technology committees that are active within the organization are committees that are operational
right.
and are administrative.
Sure.
Now, if you want reports out of them, you should then ask for reports.
Sure, and I was not meaning that as a, like, the you know, the organization's not doing the right thing. I'm saying the board, we just don't we don't ask for those things.
The thing that I would not suggest is that as board members, you end up sitting in on those committees.
Right, yep, and that I certainly wasn't.
Yeah,
I think it's more of what I was getting at is being more, if I'm on a technology committee, you know, Jeff should be able to come to me and say, hey, you know, I should be able to report on what's going on technology-wise,
mm-hmm.
even from a high level. And that's kind of how things are at High Point. We get just kind of a once a year, I sit in on the curriculum committee over there. So we get a once a year sit down and talk with the people that are, and I'm sure the real committee meets, the operational side of the committee meets more often, but with the board, we meet once a year. And I know the facilities ones, I think they meet a little more frequently.
Again, just from a historical standpoint, I've been an administrator for 35 years. Typically, there have been reports out, but typically the board hasn't wanted those things. So I think if you want something different than that, then it's going to have to flow from you guys down, because it's definitely not
been
practiced.
And that was the intent of my recommendations. I think the board, I haven't thought
there
about
been,
it that way. Yeah. So
I mean, boards of the past typically have not, they want information, but they are okay with, if the operation is moving and going in the right directions, everything's fine.
Now, contrary to what I just said, I was reading this book, it said something about not having subcommittees, and I don't
about say, I didn't want to point that out, but as I read it, I'm like, it says you really shouldn't lean on those committees all that much.
Yeah, so I kind of like to understand what makes it really
I thought that was
before.
Pretty interesting.
So
as well.
I
think we have to watch real careful about the micromanaging,
because
of the people that we have in positions.
You don't want micromanaging.
Right.
Wasn't referring to managing or getting involved in the operational side, but I think, a couple times throughout the last couple years, things would come up, and it feel like we had to get up to speed, and there's it's like drinking out of a fire hose rather than just staying more informed along the way. So it's just a suggestion. On to my next one. I was thinking what would be helpful specifically, or particularly for maybe the newer board members, is just to kind of have a rough yearly board calendar, and not something that we're stuck to, but typically around this time of the year, this is what we vote on. Or
didn't you get that from? Oh, I see. Just a boiler.
Yeah.
Just go through and look at the boilerplate items on.
Yeah. So, because I know my first year, it was like, wait until I got the agenda, and then it was like, oh wow, that's happening this month. Whereas, now you've told me that.
Yeah,
more of the annual things that occur, so they can kind of get an idea.
Right, when your 5-year forecasts are due, and when contracts are due, and when.
Yeah,
I'll put that together for you.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
That's the critical pieces.
Right.
And then you could add other things that you think are critical. There are standard things that just come up at certain times.
Right.
That is probably the big ones. I had one more on there about new board orientation, but it sounds like you guys have already been meeting. I know it would just be nice. I know there's some things that I've never been, I haven't done a building tour since I've been on the board. And so if those things start to happen, if you guys get up to speed on things, I would like to be involved in some of those activities.
Mm-hmm. So. Certainly do it. Tour de force.
What's that?
We can do a tour de force.
Tour de force.
I mean, if you guys are free during the day. It'd be kind of silly to do at night.
Right.
I'm sure we could square something up. Mm-hmm. All right. Cool. Then go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to ask Tracy, and this is another thing that we found out at the training. They send out, I guess, every couple weeks a report, a legislative. Are they going to, or they email one
OSBA
to the direct, the OSBA does?
They do.
Okay.
I mean, everyone will receive that.
Oh, we do. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. They made it sound like it just goes to
it doesn't.
The liaison.
It goes to everyone.
Okay.
What do they call that thing? The
something about a link.
Legislative report.
Yeah, you get all the time. I just don't remember. There's a title. I never remember the title.
Flash.
Yeah, that's a fax and a flash.
Three or four.
Yeah,
fax
and a flash.
Yeah, you get that once a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
And sometimes,
and it tells you all the things up for the on the legislative.
Yeah, and then you'll get sometimes you'll get a call to action. I mean, you'll get everything they want you to get.
Okay,
because of the information I have available at work. I can kind of check it daily, as opposed to waiting until their monthly report comes out.
Okay.
And so at times when there's been particular legislation, like with the calamity days or things like that, you might find it annoying, but I might email you a lot, this is going on today, they're having a hearing, or, this happened.
Okay.
And you,
Okay. Well, good. Because they kind of made it sound like we didn't get that, didn't they? That kind of made it sound like you're
yeah,
direct person.
Yeah, or just like
it.
From coming to the other board meetings, we thought maybe that there would be a sheet of paper. listing everything like what they had sent out, or that maybe you reviewed that as a board, but it sounds like you do it more as it's happening.
I do, because I'm just particularly interested in it. But if you
hear
of something, you know, on the news or whatever, and you want more information, I can generally find it out fairly quickly.
It's a very nice resource to have if you have questions about it.
And if I can't, I have some people at work who
you got a guy.
Helpful.
Right?
I got a guy.
I got a guy for that. I got a gal. Lori. You know, who helps me kind of, you know, find where I need to go to get the information I'm looking for.
Did you have any?
Nope, that was it.
Okay,
that
then the only piece of business I wanted to bring up was Larry and I sat down and went through his transition plan last week. And I'm sure you've all read it. And so if you've got any questions, you know, I would ask that you ask those on. But on the agenda for this month, and I kind of just wanted to bring this up, wasn't really for much discussion, but, you know, at some point I'm sure Bill's going to want to bring Larry back in, you know, after his contract expires.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've asked Cindy to kind of figure out an agreement or how that's going to, you know, if we have to ask him to come back in, we're certainly going to have to compensate him for that time. So I kind of asked Cindy to kind of work around that a little bit, see what kind of whatever kind of agreement we have to approve, and then so I just want to give you a heads up that was coming up for our next meeting.
Okay.
So.
I'll do the first cookout. Just kidding.
You have dessert. That's what I want.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'm so desserts are good.
Yeah.
If there was no other business for the board, we're going to move off into our board development part of our work session.
Bill and I are meeting on those transition issues, and there will probably be some others that come up, too. But I kind of, you know, if you have questions about any of that stuff, just please. I think the top three probably are the most critical, I suppose.
The first three on your
list? First three on the list, of the things that I would say, there's some complexity to it, so...
Can we ask one question about something that was on there?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, absolutely.
It was the policy one, which was near to the bottom of your list. And my understanding of what the engagement with the OSBA was that it was going to take them an extremely long period of time just to compile all the information before they actually did anything with it.
They should have all of our information.
They have all of
our new policies.
Remember how they said like it took a year and they took like 6 months
They have it all. They have every all of our policies are up to date. I understand exactly what you're saying because that's the way it was last time when we started the process. My recommendation was to start that policy after you have the new superintendent. I think there will be value.
Right, but that's what I'm wondering. Like, if they get to that point, okay, well,
it's going to take you almost a year to go through that policy manual anyway.
Right.
The last time we went through it, we used to spend hours, mm-hmm. hours and hours and hours going through that.
I know, and I'm accustomed to that kind of thing just because of the kind of work that I do. So I'm okay with that.
Good luck.
But my question was then, you know, at what point can you kind of stop OSBA and say, okay, can we just hold it right here?
I would have them do is do all the pre-stuff, get all that stuff ready, and then when you say go, go.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
I would recommend that you start it in August. You know, give little bits at a time, do some easy ones first, get that way it kind of gives a feel for stuff. Cindy came in and she went through some policy stuff and then went through the budget, really, mm-hmm. line by line by line. And that, I think, was really helpful for her to learn the operation, to learn where the people are, people's opinions, and those kinds of things. So I think there's some value to doing that. You know, Bill's probably been through it 1,000 times anyway, and I'm not sure it's a great use of his time, very honestly.
Right, and when we first started this, you know, we were figuring that we probably would have a new superintendent.
Right,
soon
correct,
after
correct,
you left,
right.
So
correct. That, and I
that
totally agree with you.
Now,
I agree.
Right. Yeah, but
I will talk to OSBA and just say, you know, when we're ready to go, we want you to have all this stuff ready
right,
for
just
us.
Just take it up to that point.
Right. Correct.
And I really thought that's what they were, too, that's what we kind of, that was my understanding of their contract.
You just never know who's on base there and whether they're ready to go. They're, you know, they're not fully staffed there either.
Well,
so.
Wasn't it the person who heads up that whole department? She was retiring or something?
Yeah.
I think
that's what the last email that we got from them said, that they've got everything, they're putting it together, and whenever it's ready, they'll give us dates, and when we get the dates
and recommendations,
and
that's
recommendations,
right, you know.
And we'll just say we're going to sit on it until we get the new superintendent in, and that's no good.
But that's up to
okay.
you guys to decide
yeah.
that. I mean, that was my recommendation.
Right.
But you guys,
yeah.
Doug, did you have a comment?
I just remembered it differently. I mean, I thought when we were talking about this, we were talking when we were approving USBA doing this. I brought up it would probably be a good activity for the new superintendent.
We did.
And we said, well, no, actually, it's a better activity for the interim. I thought that was.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe I'm remembering it wrong. But
I know we had a discussion about it. I do remember that. And in fact, I think this is probably.
But the interim wasn't sitting here. and he wasn't named at the point. So maybe at that point, we were thinking more of an interim who's just filling time as opposed to an interim who's trying to get stuff done.
Right.
So that. I certainly understand what you're recommending.
Yeah.
Hey, it's your policy.
I
just do what you need to do.
Yeah, makes sense to me.
Chime in.
Sure,
quickly.
Please.
I think I really agree with Larry that it's really an excellent exercise for your new person that's going to be with you over the period of time. Because for one thing, that person will come in and will want to read all the policies anyway. Where you've been as part of their historical background for the district. And now they would have the advantage of not only reading the old as to where it's been and really understanding why it's been there, and then also being part of, well, is it going to change at all?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's
and hear the rationale for why what it is and what it isn't.
And that person would have to live with those new costs.
Sure.
And I agree with that. In fact, I think that was.
Yeah, that was kind of the idea was to get it to that point.
I vaguely remember that, but I do remember that we had that conversation when this came up. I'm not sure if the circumstances are now what they were then.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
I think we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
Yep. Best,
that's so. Okay. That'll work for me. So, were there any other questions before we move into the educational portion of our meeting? All right. You're free to go, sir. Unless you want to stay. Stay, you can go.
Other commitments. Plus a game. And a dinner.
Oh, that's right. Tonight is the big dinner.
I should quickly add, full disclosure, I hate policy work.
Don't make me do it.
So I have done it. The wordsmithing.
We'll see. I still gotta record this.
Things, you know, trying to figure out where there's a mistake in there. You know, people look at
what's
you
that?
Like.
It still goes on recording, does it not?
You know what? Did we?
Nope.
Yeah, I guess we did do it on our big.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
retreat. I think we even did it.
Oh my!
Do you typically record those?
Look at it. We never
this
have
is awesome.
I don't know. I mean, basically, it's down to what's required for.
You're wonderful.
You know, what kind of notes would you take on a work session? Board talks about this, that, and the other, and that might be sufficient.
The school,
but I don't think.
However,
it's a huge file. It's